Hello and welcome to diving deep into the secret sauce for your happier life. Thank you for joining me to experience this magical journey. Together, we're going to explore all aspects of your power, from the power within, bringing our three levels of consciousness into alignment, to the power outside of us that the universe mirrors back to us. Now, I've been looking forward to this for months, and finally, here we are. The week of new beginnings. The energy we moved in Tuesday's call was even more than I'd hoped for, and I expect that for tonight too. Okay, so our human mission here on Mother Earth is to overcome the nuances of fear that we've been programmed with and return full circle back to the love that is our essence, syncing with the divinity within, fully operating from the vibration of love of the highest order, and as one with the greater consciousness, all while in our human body. Now, I believe that this year is a pivotal turning point, the end of an era of fear ruling our planet. For years, I've been teaching that the light is raising our vibration, and that's happening in so many different ways, all with the same purpose in mind, an ascension into a new, higher state of consciousness, reconnected with our essence, culminating in a new earth. Perhaps not an earth of rainbows and unicorns, but an earth of compassion, acceptance, and peace. Will we see this as a collective in our lifetime? Maybe. The future is a big place and anything can happen. The vibration of this year of 2024 opens the way for a grand awakening. And there are so many people on the cusp of demanding more, more understanding of the power within them, and that's why you and I must be ready. I hesitate to say that this program is a program for the teachers, but it is. And I use that term really loosely because you may not be standing in front of people teaching, but you will be teaching everyone you come into contact with as you expand your energy and you touch others. You'll be as a guiding light, sharing your wisdom, your understanding, opening the way for humanity in the way that you're guided, whatever that way may be. Now, our intention for this program is to bring your brain and your heart into coherence, to heal that pain within you, leaving the past behind, releasing the human need to worry and be anxious, opening the way to ascend your energy to that of the greater consciousness and live your life from that state of being, fully immersed in gratitude and love energy, manifesting not only miraculous experiences through you, but also achieving a state of peace where chaos does not touch you. A state where you feel safe and free, expanding your electromagnetic field of love of the highest order out into the universe, no matter what's going on around you. And with that being said, when you registered for this program, you set the energetic wheels of this intention into motion. And even though you don't see it, that energy is moving, setting a new foundation for your life. How solid that foundation is and becomes will depend on how much effort you put into implementing the shift of your own internal energy, how much you follow through using the action steps to expand your awareness. So today's call will flow like this. We'll set our intention for this program, and I'll dive deep into the side effects of moving energy, something that no one else talks about. Well, then we're going to go over support tools, and then we're going to experience the five steps to overcome survival mode, and then we'll recap. Okay, so let's get started. If you participated in the Secret Sauce Workshop, you know I talked about intention. Intention is everything. We can think things to death, mulling over and over in our heads, and things like, I don't like this. How do I change it? What can I do? What's my next step? I feel helpless that didn't work again. And sometimes the mulling energy isn't even thoughts. It's just feelings of despair and feeling powerless, struggling, trying to think, trying to get through the day, searching for answers that we don't even have the questions for because we can't even form them because we're stuck in survival mode, just getting through the day. This stops today. Let's agree, you and I, that this struggle stops today. So together, let's just close our eyes. And let's just take a really deep cleansing breath. And just exhale fully, pushing any stagnant air out of your lungs. And now just take another really deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we set our intention. So just feel that breath coming into and exhaling from your body and listen carefully to my voice and feel the energy of my words. As a collective, we come together with deliberate force and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now with eyes still closed, just breathe deeply into this intention. And just focus for a moment on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude. And just immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now follow that feeling of blessings, of gratitude. Follow that feeling to more. More love, more joy, more happiness. Opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now under grace in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. So we're moving energy today, vast amounts of energy. Just setting our intention shifted and leveled the playing field, putting negative thoughts and beliefs on notice, opening the way for love energy to become our dominant energy. And with this shift, there are side effects. And I want to be really clear, we will be moving energy every time we meet. And when you follow up, solidifying the shift between calls, locking in your power, using your power, the energy shifting will grow. And I don't want you to be surprised when you experience what I'm going to share with you. Here are 5 side effects. Your light of the divinity within you will shine brighter. That's number one. is your light of the divinity is going to shine brighter. And for those who are also wanting to ascend their energy, they're going to gravitate to you. And for those who are, whether consciously or subconsciously, choosing to stay in the vibration of fear, fear being anxiety, anger, worry, all those fear energies, for those people, you're going to be illuminating that darkness within them. You're going to be shining a light on that fear, and they're not going to like it because it feels uncomfortable. And they may even feel jealousy toward you. So they may not be very nice to you. Well, the best way to manage these people and this experience is to send them love, to infuse them and everything about them with love, all that love of your heart. Sincerely blessing them from your heart raises you out of the fear vibration and into the love vibration, which is where we want to be. But when you're there, you open the way for a higher outcome. And it also opens the way for them to release their need to hold on to the ugliness of fear. But be aware, they may choose not to let it go. They may throw that ugliness at you. But when you're in the love vibration, that lower vibration of their ugliness, it can't move you. You don't feel it because fear cannot engage with the love vibration. Plus, when you're using the diamond steel force field, you're surrounded with an impenetrable shield, so their negativity bounces off. Now, these people may fade from your life, or they may take that way that's been open for them to embrace the light. Only time's going to tell. Okay, so number two. As you continue to shift your energy out of fear to love of the highest order, reconnecting with that divinity within you, you'll notice when you look into the mirror that you don't look the same. You may not even recognize the person looking back at you. Don't be alarmed by this. Your internal vibration is raising. You're releasing the fear that was uncomfortable, so you're going to look different. Number three, we want to remember that the frequency of love heals the human body. So as you raise your internal vibration to the frequency of love, you also strengthen your immune system. And we all want that. And when you achieve staying in that vibration of love, your body is naturally going to begin healing itself. Now here's a fun fact. When Mikao Usui discovered Reiki, and I know you've all heard of Reiki, he was searching for the purpose of life. And through his research, he learned of this love vibration within all of us, that divinity within, and that energy feels fabulous. It's bliss, love of the highest order. So naturally, we want to share this feeling with others. And when he was focusing it and sharing it with another person who was in pain, the Sui discovered the body healed more quickly. So the side effect of accessing the Reiki energy or the love energy of the divinity within and focusing it and sharing it with another person or even yourself, the body is comforted. And if the body's going to heal, it heals more quickly. And then Usui perfected attuning his students to focus this energy, allowing it to flow through them to themselves and to others. Now, being attuned to Reiki is not a part of this program, but if you're not already attuned to Reiki and you want to be, I can attune you. There is a fee for the attunement. Just let me know that you want to do it. We'll get you scheduled. And I've added that information to the Deep Dive Central webpage. It's down at the very bottom. Okay, so just to be aware, you hold this love of the highest order, the Reiki energy within you. It's there. It's always been there. And with your intention, you can access it. So you don't have to be attuned to Reiki to access it. Okay, number four. Another side effect of shifting from the old self vibrating in the pain and fear of unforgiveness, lack and limitation, to that new self vibrating in love of the highest order, that feeling becomes a feeling of separation from the old self. And this feeling of separation happens when you're making progress. Now, when I experienced this last time, because I know I've done it before and didn't know what was happening, but this last time, when I finally understood it, it was life-changing. And here's why. I had been consciously working at expanding my awareness, stopping the flow of negative thoughts and beliefs and transforming them to love and forgiving past experiences and people, you know, all of it. Shifting to love, Through conscious effort, which is what you're going to be doing, I was living in a state of limitless possibility more often than not, in that vibration of love. And even though it felt fabulous, it was new and different, and it didn't feel like me when it was really happening. I didn't feel like me because this new self was free of the pain of the past. That pain, anxiety, stress, it wasn't running in the background of my mind and body anymore. And as a result, I felt off. And at first I thought I was feeling alone, not lonely, but alone. And then I realized what I was feeling was separated. And the angel showed me I was separated from my old self that was familiar. The old self was uncomfortable too, but it was familiar. And we humans, we like familiar. Well, I could clearly see that even though I didn't like being that old self that suffered in survival mode and anxiety and all that pain of the past, all those feelings of fear, I still felt separated from her, from that familiarity. So when I observed this, I could see the cords that were now broken between me and the old self and my new self. The old self wrapped in a shroud of pain and suffering, and the new self free and happy. And when I saw this and understood what was happening, that feeling of separation stopped. Instead, I was ecstatically happy because I was disconnecting from the old self that had lived in fear for so long and was now embracing the new self that vibrated in love and limitless possibility. So even though at first this experience was uncomfortable, this is where you want to land. You want to achieve that state of feeling separated from the old self. And achieving this state during this program is possible. It is possible when you participate fully. And I'll be here to support you to recognize it and embrace your new self and achieve that feeling of being comfortable again. So again, we will be moving a lot of energy, transforming the fear energy that's been buried in your subconscious to love energy. This is our intention. So please, as best you can, keep up with the calls, the daily journaling, and implementing the action steps. So when you experience these side effects, I'm here to support you through them. It's not like months later and you're on your own. We're doing it here now. So when we're moving so much energy, whether it's a class like this or reading an empowering life-changing book or learning a healing modality, when we don't follow through with our own self-care, depression can creep in because we don't know what to do with all these feelings of being uncomfortable. So be aware of your energy and reach out if you need help. This is where so many classes drop the ball. And you're going to hear me saying, and you probably have in all my classes, even the free ones, reach out if you need help. And I mean it. Okay, number 5. The next side effect is uncomfortable dreams. When I presented the first Game of Life Mastery class over 10 years ago, the participants all started talking about having uncomfortable dreams. And I asked the angels about this, and they explained that we were transforming, moving, a lot of painful energy that had been hidden in the subconscious. There was so much that they were continuing to process the energetic transformation in their sleep, resulting in uncomfortable dreams. And the angel told us to ask them before sleeping, ask the angels, help me to only remember the parts of my dreams that will benefit me during my waking hours. And it worked. Sometimes we receive messages in our dreams, things that we need to know. So asking the angels to support us to only remember what will benefit us during our waking hours is brilliant. And don't worry if you didn't get that all written down, because I put it in the Deep Dive Central webpage under Life Hacks, so you can get it there. Okay, so now let's go over our support tools. The first one is the Chaos Flush Energy System. Now, a Reiki attunement that we talked about earlier, that's not included in the program, but the Chaos Flush Energy System attunement is. Now, I've attuned everyone registered for the class, And if you were attuned before, the new attunement is a booster. So please call in the attunement energy again. The manual that includes information about Chaos Flash and how to call the attunement in is on the Deep Dive Central webpage. The Chaos Flush energy system will support you to flush out less than love energy. So you can use it anytime you're feeling angry, anxious, overwhelmed, stressed, agitated. It's really simple. The hardest part is just remembering to use it. Now, the manual will tell you to call in the flushing energy by saying Chaos Flush Activate. But it also works when you say Activate Chaos Flush. I learned this because I can't ever remember which one it is. And I've discovered that they both work. So when I use it, I like to take a really deep breath. And then on the exhale, activate the energy with the words. And how upset you are will determine what you feel. When I use this when I'm really upset, I feel that energy flushing down my body and out my feet on that exhale. And when I'm only mildly annoyed, I usually don't feel the flush. I just feel better. So again, when I need to use it, I'll take a deep breath and say whichever phrase pops in my head on that exhale. And I feel that energy flushing from my system. And it only takes seconds to implement the action steps of this powerful support tool. I've actually done it sitting at a stoplight. I mean, it's fast. Okay, so our next support tool is the journal pages. And I'm going to pull them over here so you guys can see them. And I have too much stuff on my desk. Move stuff. Okay, here we go. Now this is the, there's a PDF of the journal pages on the Deep Dive Central webpage, or you can order the paperback journal from Amazon. It's entirely up to you, whatever you want to do. But to get the very most out of your journaling pages, it's important you know how each section supports you. Okay, let's see here. And I do want to let you know that if you do order the paperback journal, it does include blank pages for notes, as well as all the guided pages. So your notes from this program and your journaling can be all in one place. You can print them out and put them in a binder, or you can just use them as a guide in your own blank journal and fill in everything that way. It's entirely up to you, whatever you want to do. But I seriously encourage you to write by hand instead of using like a digital journal, like typing it into your computer. Writing by hand has been proven to support your brain, memory, cognition, and creativity, and most importantly, opens the way for life guidance. When you write with focus through the love of your essence, you open the way to freely converse with your angelic team and your superconscious higher self. You open the way to connect with that divinity within, and your journal writing becomes a magical experience. Okay, so the first game board is Commitment to Myself. Well, this game board provides a safe space for you to get real with yourself, to put yourself first without guilt or apology. This game board opens the way for you to fall in love with yourself at a deeper level than ever before. And as you're writing, allow yourself to feel the emotions of loving yourself and your life. Allow your mind to wander and explore who you really want to be and feel with self-awareness into that person and write about it. Explore, what does the person you want to be think about? What does she wear? What does she eat? How does she use her power? What is her level of confidence? Does she live her life from a state of love and grace? Does she clearly vision her future? This page can also be used as an intention page, writing out and committing to your intentions. And you'll see at the bottom, you'll see right down here. a place to sign and date. When you sign and date your journal pages, you create a binding contract with the universe to fulfill what you've written about. And as you get better and better at raising your energy, you lock in that feeling of energetic bliss. Be sure to sign your pages. Okay, get rid of that one. The next one is the Upon Waking journal pages. I love these. They are so magical. When you fill in the guided sections, you'll set the stage for your day. You'll consciously make choices on what you really want to experience, and you'll be using your power. As you come to each guided section, please rewrite what's written there. This is an important step. Rewriting what's already on the page takes you to a new level of mastery to use the power within you to manifest and live the life that you really want to live. You move the energy. Okay, so the first section guides you to give thanks for your day. Okay, it's right there. I can't do that very straight. Okay, write out what's written there. Or write in your own words of gratitude. You know, gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership, the ultimate state of manifestation. So writing, anchoring your gratitude sends out that electromagnetic field to the universe with that energetic code of what you want to experience. So allow yourself to breathe in the ecstasy of your perfect day and feel the emotions. So just so you know, you can write in your daily journal pages in 5 minutes, but I encourage you to immerse yourself into the writing. When you engage your emotions in your writing, setting your intention for your day and rehearsing in your mind how magnificently your day plays out, you not only set into motion the steps to using your power, you also set into motion the molding of raw matter into form, a form that you want, creating your miraculous day and life. And just to be clear, we're always molding raw matter into form. And when we're unhappy, we mold more unhappy experiences into form. So consciously choosing how that matter is molded makes the difference between a happy life and an unhappy life. Okay, so the next section is here. And it accepts, you accept what your life is in this moment. Now remember, acceptance doesn't mean you're in agreement of what your life is right now. If you don't know, like what you're experiencing, you know, you're not in agreement, you're just accepting. Acceptance stops the battle going on in your mind that you don't have what you want. Acceptance brings peace and opens the way to create a higher outcome. And I'll be fully transparent. When I started writing, I accept what my life is in this moment. The next words in my head were, it really sucks. because I was really unhappy. And then before I knew it, when I was writing that out, I accept what my life is in this moment. The next words were, it's really awesome. It's magical. I'm so happy. Everything I was doing to shift and transform my energy within me was making a huge difference, both within me and outside of me. Okay, so the next one here, the next section. Life changed when I anchored my intention with this next section. I accept and use my power to, and fill in what you want to use your power for. And when you write in what you're accepting and using your power for, feel those emotions. Immerse yourself in what that feels like, what it feels like to be, do, or have what you want to experience. Your clarity of thought sends out to the universe what you wish to experience, and your feelings, your emotions, magnetize back to you what you want to experience. Okay, so the next section is here. Just going to try to circle. Okay. The next section firmly opens the way for your power to flow. I consciously choose to be love energy. I infuse my day and my life with love. I magnetically attract experiences of love energy. Talk about powerful. Consciously choosing to be love energy and feeling that, anchoring that choice by writing it out and immersing yourself in the feelings and emotions changes everything. Okay, here's the next section down here. Okay, the next section engages you with your superconscious higher self, with infinite spirit. Open the way and show me the action steps too. And fill in what you want to experience for your day or for your life. And be open to the guidance that shows up for you. Allow yourself to vision in your mind's eye what you wish to experience and just allow it to unfold. Feel the emotions and be open to the guidance. And then the next section down here. Oops, sorry. Next section down here. It firmly infuses the subconscious with direction through love energy when you write this with firm intention to manifest this or better. You know, the subconscious is power without direction, and here you are giving it power. And then you follow up with, I feel the energy of manifestation complete, which immerses you into gratitude, which is the ultimate state of receivership, notifying the universe to mirror back to you this magnificent, euphoric feeling of bliss, manifestation complete. And then the next one, right down here, the next section, dearest angels, please. And that can be filled in with any prayer. You know, I recommend the life hack that I told you earlier of dearest angels, please surround me with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects me from all viruses. And again, I've added that to the Deep Dive Central webpage. So if you didn't get it all down, no big deal. It's there for you and it's already there. But that helps you to be in that energy right away, every day. Okay, then the next one. This section here. It is safe to be me. If you're like me, you'll find yourself continuing to write about how safe you feel. Like, it's safe for me to speak. It's safe for me to voice my opinion. Safe for me to dream big. Safe for me to receive money. Safe for me to spend money. Write out whatever pops into your head and anchor it right here. Then the next section, I breathe deeply. We're reminded to breathe deeply because our normal way of breathing is shallow. And when we're stressed in any way, we hold our breath, starving our brain and body of the vital oxygen that it needs to operate. Then the last section of the page commits you to remember. Oh, I can't make a check mark. Here's a check mark. I'll remember to use my Chaos Flush energy system if I need it. Then the next one to check off. I will check in and be aware of my energetic vibration. You're anchoring. This is my intention. Each section holds energy to raise your awareness and connect you with the divinity within to master and use the power within you. And then be sure to just sign it. Right down there. Right down there. Be sure to sign and date the page, creating your contract with the universe to use your power, vibrating at the energy of love as best you can throughout your day. You'll be so much more aware. You're going to love this. Okay, let's get rid of that. And the next journal page. Get this up here. Move that over. There we go. Okay. The next journal page is the Before You Sleep page. So this page opens the way for you to begin to see where you're using your power during your day. And even more importantly, where you aren't, so you can course correct. The first section, right up here, 3 things I'm grateful for today. Okay, so when we focus on gratitude, it opens the way for peace and relaxation, a release of the stress of the day by reminding you of 3 things you're grateful for. And you can write about people or experiences or of using your power within you or overcoming challenges or feeling loved, whatever you're feeling grateful for, and you can write way more than 3. But moving into that state of gratitude is important at the end of your day. Now, the next section right here, I took deep breaths today, yes or no, and I commit to breathing deeply. The next section sets another reminder to be consciously aware of your breath, reminding you to breathe more deeply, no matter what else you're doing. If your brain isn't getting enough oxygen to think coherently, you're going to be stuck in your current state. So breathe. I set a timer on my desk for every 15 minutes when I'm really busy because I'm a pro at holding my breath. And I don't want to do that. I want to be breathing. Because when we hold our breath or we're breathing shallowly, we get tired so much faster. So set a timer on your phone to remind you and follow through with deep breaths. The more you consciously breathe deeply, the more opportunities you have to retrain your vagus nerve to naturally take deeper breaths as your normal way of breathing. Okay, so the next section right here. Okay, the next section opens the way for self-discovery. Today, I learned this about myself. I used these support tools, took these action steps, and my results were... Yeah, this is where the rubber hits the road. Were you aware of your energy throughout your day? Were you influenced by outside stimulus and you went down into the fear rabbit hole, giving your power away? Just what happened? If you went into fear, don't worry. Don't beat yourself up. No judgment. Just take your power back by infusing that situation and the people involved with love, sending them that love sincerely from your heart, and transform that situation energetically right now while you're writing in your journal. It's never too late. Remember this, it's never too late to transform fear energy within us to the higher vibration of love. Okay, in the next section, let me move this down. The next section right here immerses you in gratitude, firmly setting your intention, writing about something you don't have yet. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, I thank you for. Write out what you want to be, do, or have, and fully immerse yourself in the feels of it, the emotions, the feelings. Explore the emotions and expand them out into the universe, sending out that electromagnetic field of energy that the universe responds to, just like placing an order at Amazon. Write about how it feels to have what you want, fully immersing yourself into the joy and happiness, what it feels like, smells like, tastes like, sounds like. For example, if you want a new sofa, write about how you love sitting on your new sofa, what the fabric feels like, how it fits in your home, how it makes you feel when you see it, how it provides space for your friends and family to sit and enjoy being with you, how you love to snuggle on it, watching your favorite movie or reading a really fabulous book, or how magical it is to sit there and write in your empowerment journal, manifesting your happiest life. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next section takes all the pressure off of you of questioning how. It says, I didn't know how I would do this. Write it down. I didn't know how to do this, but I did it anyway. I manifested this and better, or I manifested this or better, and fully immerse yourself in the feelings of being, doing, or having this or better. Feel the magic. And then the very last section, my worry angel is employed. Are you keeping your worry angel employed? Or are you dragging worry around with you? And in case you haven't met your worry angel, I've added the full program as well as the guided meditation, all that meditation only, to the Deep Dive Central webpage. And if you haven't met your worry angel, meet them and get them out of the unemployment line, because there's nothing sadder than an unemployed worry angel. And then, of course, be sure to, sign and date the bottom. Sign and date the bottom to lock in your contract with the universe to heal this day if it was painful, and to celebrate using your power. And whether you used it in the day or you used it right here by infusing something with love and forgiveness, you lock in manifesting the desires of your heart too. So you celebrate using your power, whether it was earlier in the day or right here, and then you're also locking in what you want to manifest. Okay, so let's get rid of this one and go to the next game board. Okay, so the next journal page is the weekly progress game board. When your week is complete, look back at it. And what was your biggest aha moment? That's the first section here. What was your biggest aha moment? How did you employ what you learned? Writing about it supports anchoring the information, making it easier to remember and to use your power. Okay, the next section down here. This is how I use my power this week. Simple enough. Write about how you used your power. You'll be pleasantly surprised at how much you begin to use your power and how you're becoming more and more aware of your energy and taking steps to course correct when your attention gets distracted by outside situations or people. This is important to acknowledge for yourself and celebrate. And then, of course, be sure to sign and date. Okay, we'll get rid of that one. And this is the last one. The next journaling page is the Gratitude Manifesting Game Board. This is another magical opportunity to fully immerse yourself in the feelings of gratitude, that ultimate state of receivership, to manifest what you want to experience. Remember, gratitude is not just a word. Gratitude is a state of being. And when you live, we live our lives from a gratitude state of being, our life takes on a magical quality and persistence. No matter what chaos is going on around us, whether personally or on a global scale, we're able to maintain the love vibration where the magic happens. When you're writing with your energy into the journal pages, it's a magical experience. And everyone who uses this journal or the manifesting playbook, which is very similar to this journal, they attest to this magic. Please write your energy into your journaling pages. And it doesn't matter whether you're using the paperback version or printing it out for yourself or simply using your own notebook, writing each section in, the magic is real. The empowerment is real. Writing in your journal supports you when there's no other humans around. It opens the way for you to connect with your angelic team and use the power within you in miraculous ways, and it becomes your new normal way of living your life. Okay, so I'm going to get this out of the way. Okay. So now we're going to move some energy together. If you listen to the Secret Sauce for Your Happier Life workshop, you know we talked about survival mode. Survival mode happens when we don't get a clear line of demarcation between feeling the adrenaline rush of danger, danger, and whew, I'm safe. It's when those freak out chemicals of adrenaline and cortisol don't flush out of our system like they're supposed to. And here's an example of a clean line of demarcation. Okay. A few weeks ago, I was getting dressed for my day when my smoke alarm went off. Of course, I felt that rush of adrenaline, but when I opened my bedroom door, I could smell something burning, and it smelled like wood. And that smell of wood burning took that adrenaline rush to a whole new level of terror. with that, I just got this even more powerful shot of adrenaline and cortisol, and I started shaking. And then the smoke alarm stopped, and I couldn't smell smoke anymore. And it was all just that fast. So a long story short, after the fire department, police, and landlord showed up, there was no fire. So there was a clean, clear line of demarcation there. The professionals proved that there was no fire, and they told me there was no fire, and I was safe. Now, when you get a surprise, an unexpected, unhappy, uncomfortable surprise, like an unexpected bill, someone is mean to you, life takes an unexpected twist or turn, you feel threatened in some way, and you feel that adrenaline rush, and your body goes into fight or flight survival mode to protect you. And when the body's in fight or flight, all your energy is going to protect you. There's no energy left to think. And I can attest to that too. When my smoke alarm stopped sounding before I got down to the basement to find out what was going on, which in hindsight, if there had been a fire down there, that probably wouldn't have been a good idea. But I couldn't figure out what to do next. The alarm went off. Do I call for assistance? It took me a minute to decide, but I knew I needed to know for sure that I was safe. I needed to know why the smoke alarm went off in the first place and why I smelled smoke. But when I was in that adrenaline rush, all my energy was shrink-wrapped to my body, and there was no more energy left to think. So you need to know that you're safe too. But when you can see that your body's safe because the unexpected bill in the mail can't hurt your body, but your body still feels the adrenaline rush of anxiety over the bill, all those fight or flight chemicals get stuck in your body. They don't naturally flush out with the proof that there's no danger to your physical body because you're still freaking out over the bill. And then you're stuck for days, weeks, months, and sometimes years. You're stuck in survival mode because that fight or flight adrenaline rush just keeps getting triggered. It gets triggered by one of two things or both. One, an outside experience triggers you, like you get another bill in the mail. Or two, you start thinking about what happened in your mind and your body believes that what you're thinking about is actually happening. And whoosh, there's that adrenaline rush again. And here's an example of thinking about something and recreating the experience in your mind. A few nights after my smoke alarm went off, when I went to bed, I'm lying there and I thought, I did not do it on purpose. It just happened. I just thought about the sound of the smoke alarm going off in my mind. I could hear it. Heck, I even smelled the smoke for an instant, and I felt that intense rush of adrenaline flooding my body because I had engaged not only my thoughts, but my emotions. It wasn't happening. The smoke alarm was not going off. There was no smoke, but my thoughts had the power to recreate the experience, and my body felt it, heard it, and smelled it like it was really happening right then. And it was intense. Well, I had to shut that down immediately, flushing that adrenaline out and taking those deep breaths and assuring my body that I was safe, it wasn't happening, I was safe. This is our human way of living. Something happens. We feel the adrenaline rush. We don't clearly define that line of demarcation that we're safe. And then we replay what happened over and over again in our mind, and we get triggered. We get triggered by something else, and then we replay that over and over again, locking us into survival mode where there isn't enough energy left to think because all our energy is shrink-wrapped to our body trying to keep us safe. Okay, so let's take control of this together with the five action steps to overcome survival mode. And we talked about this in the workshop, in the Secret Sauce workshop. Now, this is what I'm going to guide you to do. Number one, acceptance. Number two, we're going to set a firm intention. Number three, we're going to quiet our mind in meditation. And then number four, we're going to consciously choose to be the love vibration in meditation. And number five, we're going to commit to being aware of our energy. Now, we won't be experiencing these steps in order, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but I'll be combining them. Okay, so let's just get comfortable. Just get comfortable and just close your eyes, put your pencil down, and just take those really deep breaths. And together, just repeat after me and feel the vibration of the energy of my words. Okay, with a deep breath, I accept what my life is in this moment. I set my intention with deliberate effort and focused attention. I breathe into my awareness of self. I accept that I am safe. I accept that I have the power to create a higher outcome. I use my power today and every day after, creating a higher outcome, fulfilling my dreams. I am safe. Okay, so now we're going to quiet our minds and shift to that vibration of love where we feel safe. And we begin by quieting our minds. So please just get comfortable and close your eyes. And take a really deep breath. And place your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap, and close your eyes. Now just focus your attention on your heart. Another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound, or feel it as a sensation. Angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, surround us now with love, the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Now just take my hand and that of an angel, and together we all form a circle of love. Together we hold the safe, sacred space to shift from fear energy to the highest vibration of love and slip into our heart space where there is no worry, no anxiety, no despair, no fear, only love. And now just take another deep cleansing breath. And we anchor our intention. We come together with singular intention to access the sacred space of the greater consciousness. That safe space of the divinity within. Angels of love and light, hold your hands, completing our circle of sacred love space. And with another deep breath, pull through your hands their pure, unconditional love for you. And now this beautiful light of God comes down from above and infuses our circle with love's pure vibration of light. This beautiful love light energy flows in through the top of our heads, and ever so gently, this love light sweeps down through your head, down through your face, clearing away anxieties of this physical world and leaving in its wake light of love. Slowly, this light energy flows down through your neck, through your shoulders, down through your body, infusing all your vital organs with that beautiful love, healing light, bringing in that healing light of love. This beautiful healing light of love pushes out the energy of any negative thoughts, any emotions of fear. This love light flows down through your hips, down your legs, and out your feet into Mother Earth. Now just focus on the beating of your heart. Just take a really deep cleansing breath and feel your consciousness in your heart. Feel that love that is your essence as one with the greater consciousness of the divinity within. Breathe in the love. And exhale out a swirling mist of love. in this beautiful, safe space of love and light. You are one with the divinity within, fully connected with the greater consciousness of all that is. Past experiences that flitter through your mind are but a memory of a past experience. No pain, no suffering, just an experience. They do not move you. Breathe into this safe heart space of love. And from this space, breathe into the strength and stamina of God as one. Here we open our heart to the wisdom, the guidance, the oneness, the power of the divinity within. It's from this safe, sacred space of oneness that you manifest the desires of your heart. Here in your heart space. Here you have the opportunity to mold formless energy into form. What do you want? It's time to return to the physical world, bringing with you all the love of breathing through your heart space, the strength, the stamina, the confidence, the love. So just take a deep cleansing breath, and you are filled with the divine light of God. And now we ground this healing energy, bringing back with you the love of your heart space. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that healing love energy at our center, where those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, firmly anchoring you in this love. And with a deep breath, just pull that healing love energy back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. Bringing back with you that state of being, living from your heart space. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so I know the meditation said to open your eyes when you're ready, but just keep them closed for a little bit longer. And just repeat after me again. I accept what my life is in this moment. I set my intention with deliberate effort and focused attention. I breathe into my awareness of self. I will notice when my energy dips from love. I will course correct, consciously choosing to be the love vibration. I accept that I am safe. I accept that I have the power to create a higher outcome. I use my power today and every day after, creating a higher outcome. My dreams are fulfilled. I am safe. And now, when you're ready, open your eyes. So I'll create a separate recording of these five steps with the meditation so you can listen to it and use the guidance to shift from your headspace to your heart space, creating that clear line of demarcation that you are safe. Okay, so let's recap. We talked about the side effects of using our power, shifting and moving energy within us. Please reach out if you need help with this. If you feel uncomfortable, you may need help recognizing what's happening. And it shouldn't take long to do that. I included the life hack, how to stop uncomfortable dreams, and I've added that section of life hacks to the Deep Dive Central webpage so you can access them quickly. The manual for the Chaos Flush energy system is on the Deep Dive Central webpage, and it only takes seconds to call it in. And the attunement itself, it's only like 3 to 10 minutes. So just let yourself experience what you experience, you know, whatever you see or feel. And you may not see or feel anything, but don't dismiss it as not having happened if you don't feel anything. Just roll with it. And then when you're anxious, upset, stressed, aggravated, angry, any of those feelings that you don't want to be experiencing, take a deep breath and activate the chaos energy system and exhale out that less than love energy. We went over the journal pages, and I cannot emphasize enough how powerful these journal pages are at supporting you and showing you where you are and aren't using your power. They also guide you as to where you need extra support and what questions to ask. So please, write in there, fill them in, fill in all those sections. Now, if you need help, reach out. We don't have a Facebook group because participants haven't used them. But if we need a common place to interact other than this class, I'll set up a group chat through Messenger. So we've discussed the empowerment of acceptance, the magic of intention, the superpower of gratitude, the awareness of visioning, the freedom of overcoming survival mode, and the vibration of love, plus opened the way to feel safe. We experienced those five steps to overcome survival mode together, shifting our energy to that higher vibration of love. So please be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water and get more sleep if you can. There's a full moon today, and the January energy has already been intense. So just be really gentle with yourself and breathe. Set a timer on your phone reminding you to take breath, deep breaths, even if it's, you know, like an hour. Every hour, let it go off and remind you. Maybe you set it, you know, hourly or every 2 hours or every 30 minutes. You know, I use it every 15 minutes when I'm sitting at my desk working because I get too absorbed in what I'm doing. So just take a deep breath and visualize that breath of God flowing through your body, feeding and nourishing your vital organs and those joints that are stiff. You know, none of us are in our 20s anymore. So if you're stiff when you get up after sitting, then before you get up, take a few deep breaths and then get up and you won't feel so stiff. Try it. I'm excited to hear what your experience is. It always works for me. So please give it a try. Now, each of our calls will take the love vibration to a new experience, and we'll continue to dive into all the modules from the workshop and more. And again, if you haven't met your worry angel, I've added that program to the Deep Dive Central webpage, as well as an audio file of the meditation only, so you can meet your worry angel and get that guy employed. Because again, there is nothing sadder than an unemployed worry angel. Please use your support tools. And thank you for being here. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited that you're here. And you know, everyone who signed up, a lot of people did not make it tonight, but it's okay. You can listen to the recording and all that love and energy will be in the recording just as if you were here live. So I'm sending you all so much love. And this does complete our first call.